My name is Vern Maytown, and I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
This is an invitation, yes, to a great place now. Come take a holiday in Jamaica with me. Beautiful rivers and mountains to see. If you are a lover of fried fish and bami, across the ocean, that's where we should be. We take it from the east through the north, around the west, back through the south. In St. Andrew, you will find the Cane River. Castleton Gardens, in St. Anne, there is Dunn's River Falls, in Trelawney, historical Falmouth, yeah. In St. James, there is Rose Hall. Let me tell you, that's not all. In Hanover, you will find in Westmoreland, the Grill Point. In St. Elizabeth, there is Lover's Leap. In Manchester, cool Mandeville, yeah. In Clarendon, the world's greatest feeding stream. In St. Catherine, we go racing. Say we party all night long. Party all night long, yeah. Come take a holiday in Jamaica with me. Beautiful rivers and mountains to see. If you are a lover of fried fish and bami, across the ocean, that's where we should be. Take it from the east through the north, around the west, back through the south. In St. Andrew, you will find Cane River, and in St. Thomas, the heart been around.
respect is what is necessary. Erase all negativity out of your mind. Ain't the NHO to have to leave that behind. Celebration time. So come out and celebrate if you are a Jamaican. Don't hesitate to join the celebration. Come out and celebrate our friends of Jamaica. Wave up the flag, we want to sit in how you want. Make it a celebration that we will never forget. Independence celebration is the 60th. From the east to the west, everyone up us a sweat. From up north to down south, them a party till them wet. And I love to see the massive dancing in the street. Good boys and that time, them a turn up the heat.
Those beautiful mountains. Yeah. inna the river, me a fi take a swim. Pan matter gray where me do the rafting. Me love the nice salt fish and aki, not to mention the blue mountain coffee. Help me pick up Mama Jamaica. She nice to blows and skirts. No if, no but, no maybe. One of the nicest mothers on earth. Help me pick up Mama Jamaica. She nice to blows and skirts. No if, no but, no maybe. One of the nicest mothers on earth, yes. More time me reminisce from the food, mama, and how it tastes nice. Me yam and banana, dumpling, chicken back, tea, mackerel and rice. Dominoes and football, just peace and joy. Party until daylight. Reggae music a play, reggae artists a chant. Man and woman lock tight. Help me pick up Mama Jamaica. She nice to blows and skirts. No if, no but, no maybe. One of the nicest mothers on earth. Help me pick up Mama Jamaica. She nice, no blows and skirts. No if, no but, no maybe. One of the nicest mothers on earth, yes.
Blessings at the end. pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. Thanks for joining us on our weekly journey through the Caribbean and the world. My name is Howard Carr, and I'll be with you until 7 o'clock. Today we're helping Jamaica and Jamaicans, which I am, to celebrate 60 years of independence from Her Majesty's locks. Nine prime ministers. And I often wonder if it was worth it. Because, folks, I'll explain that to you. Some people may say, is he crazy or what? It's good to be independent and all that, but I totally like the British system when it came to education. Even though I didn't like standing out as a 10, 11-year-old, whatever it was, holding up a little Jamaican flag as Princess Margaret drove by in her Austin Princess. I'll never forget that. And that's my memory of the celebrations of independence in Jamaica. I was going to elementary school at the time, and she was passing, and we had to line up. I think it was on East Queen Street. Both sides of the road, all these little kids, I can still see them in my head, lining up, welcoming Princess Margaret to Jamaica in the sun hot, waving our little flags, and she sort of lifted the left hand and shook the fingers or something. I can still see her in that time. In that Austin Princess. They had it in Jamaica for a while, even after she left. I'm a bit confused sometimes. I wonder if it was worth it for the independence. But then I get to the point where people like Michael Manley, who I adored, when he became premier, he wanted a little Cuba with a less, less hold on the people, but the same education system that they have in Cuba. He wanted free education for Jamaica. And of course, he was labeled as a communist, which he was as communist as I am a rich man. You know what I mean? Michael Manley was no communist. But they painted that picture because they wanted to control Jamaica. I remember during the Cuban invasion, if you went to the beach, say in Negril, you could see the big, big, big warships off the coast of Jamaica. I don't know, waiting to invade Cuba or whatever the story was. But what can I tell you? Jamaica, 60 years. 60 years. I can't believe it. I can't believe time went by so fast. I want to say a special hello to a gentleman that I totally respect. His name is Jonathan, and he is now the owner of the pharmacy that I go to. Hello to my pharmacist, I call him Sir Jonathan, who is now the owner of Jean Coutu, corner of St. John's and Pierrefonds Boulevard. Had developed this respect for this young man when this COVID thing started. I remember going into the pharmacy to pick up my pills, and he met me halfway in the pharmacy. And he says, "No, Mr. Carr, come, let's go." And I turned around with him, and we both went outside. He says, certain age groups are not allowed in the store at this time because of this COVID thing. And He says, go home. I'll send you the prescription. And I thought that was extremely generous of him. He didn't have to do that. And ever since, or even before that, but now it's either him or the lady that trained him. I can't remember her name, but they're just the same. Beautiful people. Easy to talk to. His staff is like that, to be honest with you. But Jonathan and this lady, I think she's a senior pharmacist there. Boy, I really and truly admire them. So congrats, Mr. Jonathan, for owning your own business. Young man, his wife is from Trinidad, he was telling me. So some of the Caribbean has rubbed off on him. So what we have in store? I don't even know. I've been so busy watching and reading the newspaper. I didn't even prepare a show because it's crazy what's happening here. In the Gazette, the young lady who, she's Jamaican woman, soccer team goalkeeper, speaks out after being victim of racial abuse. She was born in Toronto, and I was reading here where she said she, it's a whole big article, it could be confusing at times, but it's interesting to read. She said she was playing in Etobicoke, and the people behind the goal was spitting racism against her and all that. But if I get the chance, I'd like to talk with her. Because I kept goal, I had the chance for the national team, also the Clarendon Parish team. And when we went to, say, St. Catherine to play the parish team there, I remember, I never forget it, was on Innswood Sugar Estate. They had the game, and I was verbally abused. Ah, when we finish with you, they won't be calling you goalkeeper or goalie. They'd be calling you holy, holy. And they had added my mother and my father to that. And so I would advise her, don't take on what these people saying. It's only there to get you nervous, and you don't want that. Go play your game and enjoy your game. I know it's not easy, but I had the same thing. Same thing. They cursed me. They cursed the bus that I came there in. They cursed everybody. It's just to get you off. And if you allow that to happen, then you're in trouble. So I don't know. I couldn't follow the article. It's because she's playing for Jamaica or what. But her parents are Jamaicans. Everybody's doing that now. And everybody's moving about, and a lot of people wants to play for Jamaica in something or another, because in sports, Jamaica is top of the world right now, where everything is concerned. Golf, believe you me, they have a team that has done extremely well. Netball, they have beaten Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, two of the strongest teams. So I don't know. Don't talk about track and field. They have been dominating that, especially the women. They have 100, 200, 400, all gold in the Commonwealth Games. I don't know. I don't know what they're drinking in Jamaica. Is it the mineral water from the bath? Mineral Milk River Bath? I don't know. No, it's your training system. If you live around the Mountain View area and What's that name of that street? Homestead Road? No, I don't think it's Hampstead Avenue. It goes right up to the base of the Blue Mountain Peak. And I remember as a young man, you used to see all these athletes running up the hill, running up, training every day. Well, in Jamaica, it's like that. They train every day. Every day for something or another. So, you know, you have to give them credit. Hmm. 28 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, and congrats, Jamaica. I am doing all kind of things here. So bear with me, all right? I'm reading, I'm answering the phone, and so forth and so forth. Speaking of phone, I see Raphael is still on doing his thing from that high school in La Salle. They're having all fours competition. And they have 28 teams there. So go check it out. And he and his DJ is playing some music in the background there. Go check it out. I had to make some changes as we go along here. I am supposed to speak to a young lady. Her name is Lorena. I plugged in the phone while listening to Raphael. And I paid for it in my eardrums. Yes, so we will see. So, Lorena, please call me exactly at 4:30, all right? And we can get in some words of wisdom. Everybody is out on a picnic somewhere today. And that's good. That's good. But be careful, eh? Please be careful. You know, I'm a worrywart when it comes to certain things. I have a friend. She attended some function last week. And she came down with the COVID, and she told me she has never felt nothing like that in her life. I haven't spoken to her today, but as the program concludes, I'm going to give her a shout because I worry about her. And that came from a crowd of people. And then the monkey, whatever it is now, is another story. So, folks, just be careful. Wear your mask in a crowded area. They tell you that. And make sure you have your hand cleaner with you all the time, because it's true sexual thing with the monkey disease, or shaking hands with somebody who has touched that kind of thing. All right, 4:31. I haven't heard from the young lady yet, so I guess, I don't know. CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR, all the way in Washington. Everybody is celebrating Jamaica today. And why not? You know. There's this article I was reading to Everything You Need to Know About the Monkeypox. I guess there she goes. All right. So let me go directly to air. Hello.
Hi.
How are you, my dear? You're 2 minutes late. Should I charge you for that?
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. All right. So I'm speaking to Lori Eanes. Pronounce your name for me.
Lorena. Yes.
Gabriel.
Yes.
And she's from a project called the Crown Project. And they're having a back-to-school backpack giveaway.
Yep.
And with the help of Desta, a nine-year-old kid nine-year-old kid influencer, philanthropist, yes, and entrepreneur.
Yes. Kyra Milan.
Yes. And you know what? I'm kind of reading this from a distance without my glasses on. So do me a favor and tell me exactly, what is this project?
Okay, well, what we're doing, it's two parts. So we're collecting school supplies So anybody can donate those supplies. We have 4 drop-off locations around Montreal. And then on August 14th, we'll be giving away school bags filled with those school supplies.
Mm.
So kids can sign up. We have 3 workshops. They have to sign up for one of the workshops. Once they do the workshop, they get the school bag. And then we also have barbers and hairstylists that will be there as well, giving free braiding service and haircuts.
Wow. That's a nice project. Who came up with this idea?
This is my idea. This is my second year doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I do different initiatives throughout the year to give back.
Ah, this is beautiful. So where exactly is the backpacks and all that and they going to be given away and so forth?
Well, the backpacks are going to be given away at DESTA. So that's at 1950 St. Antoine Street West. And if anybody wants to sign up to get the school bag, they could go to my website, which is www.thecrownproject.net.
Mm. It sounds very nice and interesting. But tell me something now. What happens if I am a con artist and want these backpacks, 1 or 2 or 3 of them to sell? And how can you weed that out? How do you know if someone is genuinely in need of the backpacks?
That's a really good question. So we never know, but you do have to come to the workshop. So if it's an adult, unfortunately, we wouldn't be giving the bags because it's for school kids that are in elementary and high school.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to come, you do have to sign in and attend one of the workshops, and then you get the school bag. So it has to be a kid that's either in elementary or high school.
Good, good, good. Because, you know, everybody tries everything these days, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So basically, tell me about the 9-year-old.
Okay, so Kyra, she is an amazing 9-year-old. She is a fashion and beauty influencer.
Wow.
So you can find her. Yeah, you can find her on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Kyra_Milan, which is M-I-L-A-N. And Kyra is K-Y-R-A. She also has her own online business with her sister, who is 5 or 6 years old, Callie. So they sell hair accessories online, and they've been very successful.
Wow.
So I'm happy to partner with her again. She loves also giving back.
9 and 6-year-old.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm amazed. Anything else you would love to add that I haven't come up with? Because I just sort of, I'm leafing through what you sent me. So I'm a very bad interviewer today because of the,
it's okay.
I didn't have time to read this thing. I just pulled it up.
Well, I do want to just mention if anybody wants to donate supplies, they can donate in NDG at the store DG Kicks, which is at 67, Fielding. Or there's the Proxim Pharmacy in LaSalle at 8200 Boulevard Newman. And we also have a location downtown at 4291 Notre Dame Street West. And then one in Roxborough at 10418B Boulevard Going West.
Oh, that's near me.
Yeah.
So once again, go through the I didn't get the NDG part and all that. I didn't get those addresses. So could you go through them a little bit slower for me?
Of course. So in NDG, we have a drop-off box at the store, DG Kicks, and the address is 6714 Fielding.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have in LaSalle, the Proxim Pharmacy, and that is at 8200 Boulevard Newman.
Nice.
And our downtown location is with La Rue Inspire, and the address is 4291 Notre Dame West.
Mm-hmm.
And then our location in Roxborough is at the tattoo parlor Feed by the Image, and the address is 10418B Boulevard Gouin West.
Okay. I'm scrolling down while I'm talking to you, and I see you sent me another press release here, the mental health workshop.
Yes.
Will be given by Black Mental Health Connections. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. So for the backpack giveaway, the kids do have to sign up for a workshop. So one of them is going to be surrounding mental health. I just find that a lot of the mental health services are not really targeting Black youth. And so I want something that's specifically for them so that they can have a safe space to talk and also receive some tools that they can use in their everyday lives. So if kids want to sign up, they can sign up for that. It's for kids that are age 15 to 18, and there's limited spots. So Black Mental Health Connections put that together. They have a facilitator that is certified. So we have that workshop that's available. And then the other two workshops available is one on cryptocurrency. And then the last one, it's a Let's Talk Business with Kyra, since she is an entrepreneur. She's going to help more kids go into that space of entrepreneurship.
You guys are busy.
Yes, very busy.
I must say congrats, and I don't be afraid to ask me earlier on whenever you have something, because this is what the program is all about. It's for my community and your community. And everybody's community in the Caribbean and at large, because we really, really do not have our own as yet. So, you know, I'm here for you guys. So whenever you have anything like that, please don't be shy to get in touch with me early, and I'll give you the time so you can, you know, vocalize whatever you would like to. Let people know. So any famous last words?
Well, I would like to thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, giving me your time. And again, if anybody would like to sign up to receive a school bag, if you know a student in need, they can go to www.thecrownproject.net or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Crown Project.
All right, my dear, I thank you for taking your time out to be with us this evening.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed rest of the day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the young lady from Project. Sorry about hesitating here. I'm doing a million things at the same time. But very interesting. I will have to get her back because, folks, to be honest with you, I looked at her press release 10 minutes ago. I wouldn't even say 10 minutes, but could have been 5. But she's very articulate in what she says. So I'm going to get her back with me, and we're going to talk some more about the backpack project. You know, it sounds simple, eh? But I remember many moons ago, I was living in LaSalle, and we were outside fixing cars like we normally do at 321 Cump Street. That's where we lived. And there was these two little guys who lived down the road from us. And they were passing, and simple thing as a backpack. One of them was crying because his backpack was torn and his mom had no money to buy it, and one of the guys says, come. Jumped in the car, drove over to Miracle Mart, bought them two backpacks. And in many years, many, many moons after, I was emceeing a show at, I think it's James Ling. And big show, and this guy came up to us and he says, I will always thank you guys for the backpacks. I had no idea what he was talking about. Then he reminded me about the backpacks that Clinton had bought for them. We all pooled our money and bought the backpacks. So you see the little you do lives after you.
Phoebe's presents Water Soca Powder Fett, an after carnival parade line, Saturday, July 2nd from 3 p.m. to midnight at UNIA Hall, 2741 Notre Dame, corner of Atwater. This is an indoor-outdoor bacchanal. Bring your water, flags, and powder. Food and drinks on sale. Music by DJ Jason, production sounds, DJ Blaster, and guest DJs. Tickets only $10. That's Saturday, July 2nd, 3 p.m. till midnight at UNIA, 2741 Notre Dame. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Production Sounds presents Montreal's biggest pre-carnival event, Soca in your 514. Friday, July 1st, from 10 p.m. till Montreal DJs, Production Sounds, Fire Joe, DJ Lax, Ottawa DJ, Sweet Tunes, and from Toronto, DJ Screw International, Purple City, and DJ GQ. Venue, The Loft, 9 St. Catherine, East Montreal.
I don't drink water and mind my business.
Early birds only $25. More after. For info, call 514-862-6321 or 514-882-6066. Soca in your 514. Friday, July 1st at the Fat Loft. St. Catherine, East Montreal. Be there.
We Groove Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Uptown Reggae Sunday, Night. July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest Kayla Allen and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m., show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Listen to some reggae music.
Listen to some reggae music. Well, I think our dates are mixed up with these ads. Maybe I'm playing the wrong ads. But this is the ads that was sent to me. Ads August 6th, yeah. I'll try after this and see what happens, all right? I'm going to search again. This is what happens when you do things in a rush. But anyway, they got it twice. So, once again, welcome to CKUT 90.3 FM. As you know, it's Jamaica's birthday. So we're going to play something here. We're coming, okay? We're coming.
A 50-60, we are come from far. August 6, 1962 to August 6, 2022. A 60 year already. From Chamkyat to Depoticar. From pound, shilling and pence to dollars and cents. We are come from far. Bustamante, Hugh Shearer, Donald Sangsa, Edward Siaga, Michael Manley, PJ Patterson, Portia Simpson Miller, Bruce Golden, Andrew Holness, and 9 prime minister in a 60 year. Ah, some of them not there for here. But you remember Louise Bennett, Hugh Sherlock, Bob Marley and Herb McKinley, them gone before we, but we were there, we still a galang, cause we have come from far. Them say, aki and saltfish are we national dish. We grow aki tree, but we no grow saltfish. Suppose them people if we stop saying saltfish come here, we no have no national dish. Ah, it better them did say, rice and peas and chicken are we national dish. Because we used to grow a little rice, we grow peas, and of course we grow with chicken. Oh, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guide us with your mighty hand from St. Thomas to Westmoreland. Circle the North Coast and go a St. Anne and come back a Clarendon. We are come from far. You see, a man we are 60, he man a boy. Because you know from when him start play with toy. But if you're born in the 60s, you're supposed to name Albert, Seabert, Gilbert, Merkel, Mary, or even Roy. A whole heap more me could have said. But time no really allow me today. So young people and people when are so old, in the name of Jesus, walk good now and mind part wall. We are come from far.
Yeah, I have on the line with me Mr. Henry Antoine. Henry.
Yes, sir.
You were supposed to call me 2 weeks in a row, you know, and you never called me because is it a sold-out event or what?
Listen, stress just is improving every year. This year is one of our best years. We originally had 28 teams,
mm-hmm.
but we went with 22 right now because there are some problems. There was a big accident on the highway.
Wow.
Sometime yesterday, and people got killed coming from Toronto.
Wow.
Yes, a big accident. And so some of the teams, a couple of teams didn't make it and so on. But we are happy. We have a nice crowd. And people are saying it's the best facilities in all things. And
what,
we continue to do that so that we get more people coming. We had about 5 new clubs this year.
Okay. What are we talking about? Tell the people. All fours?
It's all fours. It's a game that came all the way from England into the Caribbean. And, you know, anything go to the Caribbean, we make it our own. We model it to ourselves.
Of course.
And it's a game that people love in the Caribbean. And as I said to you, we model it. And it's very heavy out here in North America.
Nice. And I'm glad the people are supporting it. And it sounds like a busy thing going on down there. Where exactly are you if somebody want to drop by?
CJ Angelo Rendo.
Mm-hmm.
The house is filled.
That's it.
And it's going very nice. Very, very, very nice. And we'll be here tomorrow also.
Ah.
It's a 2-day tournament.
Very good. I'll see if I can drag myself out and drop by tomorrow and just because I like the atmosphere there. It's always a relaxed type of thing. And when somebody wins and the language comes out and to declare how they have won their table, it's fascinating, folks. You know, so we want to go check that out tomorrow. All right, Henry, any famous last words you want to add?
Well, I must say that I thank all of you who have made it to the point where you give us the type of atmosphere and the kind of you know, support to make this something that we would all be proud of. And I can tell you, the people who were here, especially the first-time visitors, they have said it's the best facilities in North America.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
Some of them who came just to see it, they said they'll be back next year and they're going to bring a team.
Nice.
So we are doing pretty well. And I want to thank you and Raphael and all those who have made it possible to bring this to where it is today. But we still have a lot of work to do because we need to have a good all-fours team in Montreal. We need to have a good all-fours team. And people are not serious about this. They're not serious. But I'll continue to work until we get something good.
But you guys go on, the all-fours is played all over North America.
Well, yeah, well, first of all, we have 3-4 big tournaments. The first one is in Toronto with Black Eagles. The second one is in Brooklyn with the Alliance. The next one is with Boston, Unity Sports and Culture. And the last one is Montreal.
Nice. And so far, everybody's doing well.
Everybody's doing well. No arguments, nothing.
All right.
It's just a nice game, a nice evening, nice atmosphere. Everybody's enjoying it.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. And continued.
Hold on.
Continued success.
And all right, Stretch, we're talking to 610 right now.
My God.
Yes.
I was trying to hide from you.
I'm glad you know I am God. You know, let me tell you something. Stretch Henry, it takes a man like Henry to do this, put on something like this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe after all this the pandemic and everything, the amount of people turn up here today from out of town.
Mm.
You know, and we as he said before, we need some we need something to go on in Montreal with the All Fools business because, you know, people from out of town are here. Let me tell you something, over 500 people here.
Wow.
So, you know, it's nice.
You know, it's beautiful because, man, I'm telling you, I remembered when Antoine and them used to put on the Caribbean soca parties during Carnival. Is like 5, 10, 15 buses from various New York, Boston, Washington, parked up in front of James Lynn.
He's very positively known outside of Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
New York and those places. Everybody knows Henry, and he helped out. As a matter of fact, he's one of the guys who make Boston Carnival going right now.
Trust me.
He started it, and he's helping the person who is running it.
Trust me, and that I know.
He is there. And, you know, our people here in Montreal has to forget old things and, you know, come into and start to do something fresh and good. And people who are there to work with us, we should be working with them and try to make it positive in Montreal and make Montreal look like how it used to look until Toronto come and take over.
Yep. You know...
Yeah.
One of the things is people don't know or didn't understand what they had here in Montreal when Henry was running Carnival. You know? So we'll just say.
Okay.
We will take it from there.
I want to tell you something, but I don't even know how to say it. I asked him to say it for me. Hold on. No? 2020, say what? Bring back the chief.
I don't hear me with you on 20. Yeah, well, you know, bring back it because they labeled this guy so much about what he was doing and don't realize he was taking money out of his own pocket to make this carnival look like something here in Montreal. I laugh, but one of these days, I am seriously going to do a program. And those who were taken were very quiet. Nobody knew. But the one who was actually suffering to put his carnival on the road, getting all these big costumes, 12 trucks and on the road, they have accused because of sheer jealousy and ignorance. You know, one day I'm going to lay it out. And plenty of people going to be mad at me, but it's the truth. I'll be talking. Anyway, Raphael, you'll be there all night? I guess Raphael is gone. Anyway, folks, once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. And in our first hour, usually we do chit-chat of what's happening in and around the community. And somebody was telling me about the article in the Gazette that I'm reading here, and they're saying the young lady is worrying about. It's not necessarily anything to worry about, but I know that, you know, in the good old days of playing parish soccer in Jamaica, it was terrible. But I never made it bother me. What I used to do is turn around and look the person in the face and say, well, after the game, why don't we meet somewhere and we'll talk it over. Of course, he knew it was a fight. We were going to fight. 58 minutes past the hour. CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. In the background, it's a song called Dreammaker, played by a young lady by the name of Brianna, I think, young Jamaican girl. I worship you. I'm telling you. Beautiful saxophone player. Coming up, soca music. Beautiful song, standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others on CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington. This is how we do it. It's very smooth and easy. And for the Soca Massive, we have awoken our DJ, so now he's wide awake and he's ready to rock and roll with you. Soca music.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythm, 90.3 FM.
This is the rhythm from out of Dominica. People are saying it's wild, it's dangerous for the waist.
You think I vex, cause you inside the party.
Oh yeah.
On your new man.
In the mix, DJ Nicholas.
You think I vex?
You think I vex? No way.
Flexing with your new man.
Hey.